Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges. Today's Wednesday, the day we try to make sense of the story we read yesterday. And yesterday we heard the story of Moses meeting God in a burning bush, which isn't really a great term for it because the bush didn't actually burn up. There was just a flame coming out of it and the bush wasn't being consumed, which caught Moses' eye. And God spoke to him out of that bush, made him take off his shoes, said, "This is holy ground," and gave him a job to do. Go back to Egypt, same place he fled as a murderer. Go back to Egypt, I have a job for you. I want you to lead my people. I want you to lead them out of slavery towards what became known as the Promised Land. Obviously a huge task for Moses. Because of the enormity of that task, Moses wanted to know who sent him to do this. When the people don't believe me, who do I tell them I'm doing this for? What's your name, God? And God actually gives him a name. He says, "I am," or Yahweh, or Jehovah, depending on how you want to interpret it. But it means I am. It's kind of a riddle that says, I just am. I always have existed. I always will exist. Even if there was nothing else in the world, I would be. So I don't really need a name. God's the one thing in the world that doesn't need a name. Now, this story is significant. Yes, on the one hand, it is preparing us for the Exodus. It's preparing for the story of Moses leading the people of Israel out of Egypt towards the Promised Land, out of slavery into freedom. That in itself is a huge story. It's one commemorated by Jews in what we call the Passover. We're going to learn about that as we move towards Easter and we continue to explore the Exodus. It's going to be a thread for a few weeks. So it's setting the stage for that. But it's also setting the stage for an even bigger Exodus, one where Jesus leads all of humanity out of slavery to sin and into freedom in Him, to new life, out of slavery to death, to new life in Him. That's the Exodus that the original Exodus in the Old Testament is pointing towards, and what God is putting in motion as He encounters Moses at the burning bush. Now, there are some neat parallels between Jesus and Moses. They were both born into a dark world. They were both born into a world where there was a price on their heads and on the heads of every firstborn Jewish male. That happened in Jesus' day, happened in Moses' day as well. There's also a bit of a parallel in terms of having been sent away as refugees for a while. Jesus was sent away to Egypt, of all places, as a refugee to escape the death that was commanded for every firstborn Hebrew male. And same thing happened with Moses. He was in exile for a while, but for a very different reason, because he murdered somebody. So there are some interesting parallels, but Jesus he supersedes Moses. He's not just another Moses. He's the true and better Moses. Where Moses was a murderer, a killer, who was redeemed, Jesus wasn't in need of any redemption because he was already good and perfect. So there's that difference, but there's also a much bigger sign of who Jesus really is. Now there's a connection to this story where God reveals his name as I Am. Jesus likes to say I Am an awful lot. Just in the Gospel of John alone, one of the New Testament biographies of Jesus, Jesus says, I am, in a lot of interesting circumstances. I'll read a few of them to you now. Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst. Again, Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. So Jesus again said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. And Jesus said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. So there are a whole bunch of sayings where Jesus said, I am. And here's your question. What do you think Jesus is hinting at here? Well, we'll look at that tomorrow. In the meantime, have a great discussion, looking over those, trying to figure out what Jesus is up to. Don't forget, we read the Bible in sync as a community too. So there's some extra Bible reading to do every day on our website and app. So have a good one. I'll see you tomorrow.